Our Father, now as we consider your word, we ask that you would guide us, that you would encourage us, help us to understand what took place at Jesus' last Passover. Pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus' entry, his triumphal entry into Jerusalem, took place on Sunday, and we call that day Palm Sunday. There was tremendous excitement and anticipation as Jesus drew into Jerusalem on that day because the people were expecting him to deliver him from Roman oppression. But opposition to Jesus grew very quickly. The religious leaders by Wednesday were plotting very seriously to kill Jesus. The Roman leaders, of course, were very concerned because it was the time of the Passover. There were tens of thousands of people in Jerusalem, and they didn't want any kind of uprising or any kind of trouble in Jerusalem at that time. Meanwhile, on Thursday, the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, Jesus had his disciples prepare the Passover meal for him. And we read about that in Matthew chapter 26, verses 17 through 29. And I'd like to read that for you now. Now, on the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Where will you have us prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.' And the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he reclined at table with the 12. And as they were eating, he said, 'Truly, truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me.' And they were very sorrowful and began to say to him one after another, 'Is it I, Lord?' He answered, 'He who has dipped his hand in the dish with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for him that for that man if he had not been born.' Judas, who would betray him, answered, 'Is it I, Rabbi?' He said to him, 'You have said so.' Now as they were eating, Jesus took bread and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body.' And he took a cup, and when he'd given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, 'Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.'" Just so far in the reading of God's word. Now, when I first came to the United States in 1983, I discovered this country's distinctive holidays. One of those holidays was, of course, Thanksgiving. I was very heavily engrossed in my studies as a theological student at Trinity Evangelical Divinity School, and I learned that there was going to be a four-day holiday. And I thought, this is great. I get time to catch up on all my studies. This is going to be a wonderful time of study for me. Then my friends learned that I had nowhere to go for Thanksgiving, and they took pity on me, and one of them invited me to spend Thanksgiving with him, which I did. And I discovered that Thanksgiving is a wonderful festival and holiday. Now, the holy day of the Passover was one of three great festivals in ancient Israel. The Passover meal was the highlight at the end of the seven-day pilgrimage festival. And the passage that I read to you tonight teaches us about the institution of the Lord's Supper. But what happened at the last Passover? Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem took place on Sunday, the first day of the week. That is like our Monday. It was a business day, a work day, and he went to the temple. But then on Thursday, the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Where will you have us prepare for you the Passover meal?" Now, the disciples knew that they would need a room big enough for at least 13 men and probably some additional people as well. So Jesus said to them, "Go into the city," that's the city of Jerusalem, "to a certain man and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.'" Now, Jesus had very likely prearranged with this man to have the meal in his home that evening. We know from Mark and Luke that it was a large upper room furnished. And the disciples did as Jesus directed them, and they prepared the Passover. Now, the Passover meal, it was really a very elaborate meal, full of symbolism. It was the story of the Passover, which was read for you earlier this evening. It included lamb, bitter herbs, bread, and four glasses of wine. And the story of the Passover was told throughout the Passover meal. When evening came, Jesus and his disciples reclined at the table for their meal. In Matthew's gospel, there's an account of Jesus saying to the disciples that one of them was going to betray him. And the disciples were understandably very sorrowful, wondering who it was. And eventually, of course, Judas, who was to betray him, asks if it is him. And Jesus confirms that it was going to be Judas. And of course, later that evening, Judas did indeed betray Jesus. Now, as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and after blessing it, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body." Probably that roused some of the disciples to wonder exactly what that was, but they took it and ate it and carried on with the rest of their meal. After the meal had been eaten, it was then time for the third of four cups of wine. And at that point in the Passover meal, there was a blessing, a thanksgiving given for the meal that was just eaten, and a blessing for the third cup of wine that was to be drunk. And the text says, "So Jesus took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, 'Drink of it, all of you.'" Now, that was standard. That's what they did in the Passover. Nothing unusual there, except that Jesus carried on and added these words, "For this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." Now, surely at this point, the disciples were definitely raising their eyebrows, wondering exactly what was going on. Well, what was going on is that Jesus was transitioning the Passover to instituting the Lord's Supper. This was not only the last time that Jesus would celebrate the Passover, but it was the last time that the Passover should ever have been celebrated. It was a transition from the old covenant to the inauguration of the new covenant at that time. And Jesus changed the meaning of the Passover and instituted what we now call the Lord's Supper. Well, what exactly was the Passover meal? We had it read earlier by Reverend Simmons for us. You remember that the people of Israel went down to Egypt, and they lived there for 430 years. And for, I don't know if it was decades, probably centuries, they had become slaves of the Egyptians. And finally, God said to Pharaoh through Moses, "Let my people go. I want them to go back to the promised land." But Pharaoh refused. And so God sent 9 devastating plagues. You know, we're going through a plague right now. They had 9 of them. And they were terrible, terrible plagues. But Pharaoh hardened his heart. So God said, one more plague. This was the 10th plague. And this plague, God said, I am going to cause the death of every firstborn child and even every firstborn of the livestock. Now, when I was a child growing up and I heard that story, that bothered me. I'm a firstborn. And if I was in Egypt at that time, I was a goner, right? But God said, but there is a way for you to be protected. The way to be protected is to take an unblemished lamb and kill it and take the blood of the lamb and sprinkle it on the doorposts of the house and the lintel of the door. And then you are to roast the lamb and eat the lamb and eat it standing up because you're going to leave and you need to be ready so that you can leave in haste. And when I come over and I see the blood, you will be protected and I will pass over and no one in that house will die. So God was teaching them that they would be protected by the blood of the Lamb. And he said every year on that day, you were to commemorate the Passover, your deliverance from bondage in Egypt to freedom in the promised land. Well, that's what the Passover represented. That's what Jesus was celebrating. The disciples thought they were celebrating with him, and they did. But Jesus changed the meaning of the Passover, and of course, he had the authority to do so because he was God. And so as they were having the meal, various parts of the meal, when they got to the bread, and Jesus took the bread and he said to his disciples, take, eat, this is my body. And what Jesus was saying is, I am the lamb that is going to be broken. It is my body that is given for you. When he got to the third cup and he gave that cup to the disciples and he said, drink all of it, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Jesus said, my blood is shed. I am the lamb. The lamb that the Passover represented in ancient Egypt and that you commemorated for centuries and centuries all finds its culmination in me. And the next day, Jesus went to the cross and he died. His body was broken. His blood was shed to save and protect sinners, all those who come under the protection of the Lamb. So just as the blood of the Lamb protected the people in ancient Egypt, so the blood of Jesus protects all those who have put their faith in him. So every time we come to the table and we eat the bread, it reminds us of Jesus' body that was broken for us. And we drink the cup, it reminds us of Jesus' blood that was shed for us so that we might be delivered from bondage to sin and Satan and have freedom in heaven with Jesus for all eternity. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you for the opportunity to reflect on what Jesus has done in instituting the Lord's Supper. The Last Supper was celebrated for the last time with him and his disciples, and he instituted the Lord's Supper, and he gave us the bread and the wine, the bread and the cup to symbolize, to represent his body that was broken and sacrificed on our behalf. And how grateful we are to you for all that Jesus has done on our behalf. Lord, we pray as we now come to this table this evening that you will help us to eat and drink by faith in the finished work of Jesus. And I pray all of this in his name. Amen.